Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yaya. I am back, you guys, and I am always, always daring to be different. You know, some people say you're never going to make it in life. Some people say you're never going to be anything in life. Some people say you're never going to do anything in life. You know what I say to that? Right. So, you know, forget you, forget them, and forget all your predictions. I'm going to prove you all wrong. And I'm going to help people in the process. And that's why I started Dream Chasers Radio. And that's why we're having Nino Williams tonight, Dope Talk, right here on the station. Welcome to the radio station of Dream Chasers Radio, Nino. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, Ms. Yaya? You're doing it again.
That's right. I'm
Good
always
night.
Doing it.
That's right.
Yep. So what?
How you been?
I've been all right, man. You know, I've been good. I've been working, and it's a blessing. Always a blessing. Always a blessing.
Absolutely.
And always learning something different, you know. So
absolutely.
I wonder what you got for us tonight.
Well, tonight, you know, of course, Dope Talk Radio coming in May. But I just got 4 tips to help new beginners in business and on the entrepreneur journey. And just 4 quick tips that'll help you get to that paper real fast, to that money. So, that's what I got for you.
Oh,
so you want me to jump in? Or I don't know. I didn't know you want me to.
I just have to say one thing, man. You know, it's always one thing when people say, oh, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. But then, you know, they want to know something but you don't know what you're talking about. But I want everybody to pay attention. Because Nino knows what he's talking about. He's been there.
Uh-huh.
He's doing it. And he's going to continue to do it whether you believe it or not. So I just want
Absolutely.
To go ahead and jump in. No, let's do the countdown. Number
All
4.
Right.
What would be the 4th thing on the list?
The 4th thing on the list would be extend customer service. In today's age, we always asking for the consumer to follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Drip, the LinkedIn. But if you ever notice, how many of these big corporations, like, send you a happy birthday, you know, how's your day going? But for the most part, extend your customer service. And what I mean by that is really going, like, deeper than social media, you know, kind of collecting data on your consumer, finding out when their birthday, where they live at. And I got a great product. It's called Superphone it's a Superphone app created by Ryan Leslie, and it could kind of like help you with that. And basically, look at it like this. It takes 7 times for a consumer to receive your message. So if you like blasting on Facebook, Twitter, you're using billboards, it takes that person 7 times to see that. Now, 85% of the time, the average American, they're in their phone, you know, looking at all kind of emails and apps and stuff like that. So your message could always get trumped by trending topics, all kind of stuff like that. So for the most part, you want to have like a direct consumer relationship with your customer. And this Superphone app will definitely help you, because imagine this. If you drop an album, right, and you know this person bought the last 5 albums, wouldn't you want to send them a happy birthday or like a 50% coupon because you know what city he lives in for his birthday? Wouldn't that be better, you know?
Oh, yeah,
of course. So you kind of want to kind of extend your customer service. That really helps because, like I said, it takes 7 times for a person to receive your message, but extending your customer service would definitely cut that time in half, you know, because I would rather a person, if you ever look on iTunes, all these subscriber-based big companies, they never send you nothing about anything. You know, they just, hey, get this, and that's it. You know, no discounts. I mean, sometimes they give you discounts, but for the most part, you kind of want to just extend your customer service, and that will really help. Number three,
going down the line.
All right, cool. Number three, sell relatable products when it comes down to your business. For instance, if you had a hair salon or you was a web designer, if you had a hair salon, right, instead of you just doing hair, why don't you partner up, sell like shampoos, conditioners, and you don't necessarily have to create the product. You could just have like an affiliate link, and that could kind of bring more money in. Because personal experience, I dealt with like a web designer, and he was like the best in the world, but he didn't do graphics. And, you know, and at the time, I was willing to spend some top dollars on graphics. But, you know, a lot of people really don't do that. Sell relatable products when it comes down to their business. And if you ever notice, if you're going to a gas station, right, you're going to get gas, you're picking up cookies, snacks, even though it's not relatable, they're still kind of getting money off. They're still getting money from you. So you kind of want to do that to kind of increase your business sales, especially if you got a new business. Sell relatable products in your field.
Wow. That makes sense. Yeah. You know, there's a big thing where people say, oh, you know, the customers are always right. Oh, as a customer, I'm not always right. So customer service is a big key, you know, because you, even though the customer may be wrong, you still have to kind of steer them toward what would be the best for them. And then your relatable product. I mean, you know, you can't be selling stuff that just doesn't make any sense. You know, you got to kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Yeah,
and also
keep it relatable.
Yeah, and also keep your products, you know, limited, because you don't want to sell everything, because then you're no competition, you know, you're just a regular whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
And quality products is always great. Relatable product, quality products and customer service. Okay, so what's number two?
Number two, always make your business a big deal. Always have a sale going on. And I know it's tough when you probably got one product or two products or you're just starting in business. But if you ever notice, these big companies, they always got a sale. For instance, all right, Black Friday, what they say is like 80% off. And by that next weekend, they got another commercial at Macy's saying, oh, 20% off. Every week is always a big deal. Even if you're a small business, just take 5% off or just always have something going on. You know, you got to be consistent. We and you were just talking about that. But, yeah, always make things a big deal in your business, meaning like sales, promo, stuff like that. You always want to kind of always have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number three. You'll be surprised
wow.
how many people just have like the same old, you know, with just plan. Like, you know, okay, this is my price point. Okay, it's just going to sell. You know, a lot of people, they don't give sales like that.
You know, it's relatable. I mean, they say if you want to be successful, you have to be overactive.
Absolutely.
And always creating and always coming up with something and always planning and always. So you're in every stage, you're always learning. You're always.
Absolutely.
So that's very important. Very important. Okay, so we're gonna focus now on number one, because I believe that number one is gonna be the biggest one. Of course, I mean we're counting down, so I believe that number one is
absolutely
be the
absolutely. All right, now this is like a little trick, and I experimented on this and it worked. So I'll just tell a quick story. I used to have like a graphic design company, and what I did was I call it the 7 days of branding. And basically, you can get 3 graphic designs for $60. And I did that 1 week a month. And, man, I just racked up money. So, number one, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're at number one.
All right, so, yeah, number one, always have a wholesale blowout 1 week a month. Always. Even if you're a musician, just like, you know, drop us an extra song, a free song, always have like a blowout sale. And to be honest, people, a lot of times, a lot of businesses, new beginners and entrepreneurs, they'll be shocked. If you just follow the big corporations' motto, you know, they planned, because that's all I did. It pays dividends. You know, every time Macy's give a sale, I always give a sale in business. Every time they have like a customer appreciation, I always give customer appreciation, because they know the value of you know, blowout sales and stuff like that. But yeah, try that, man.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, okay, so the blowout sale and everything, you got your blowout sale going. What if you don't have the opportunity to get anything new? You can always take your old stuff and do a blowout.
That's what I was saying. That goes back to tip number two. Always have a big deal going on in your, you know, in your business, you know. So let's just say you can't really always have a blowout sale. You can always have, like, some type of, you know, some type of discounted day, you know, customer appreciation day, anything like that. You always want to keep, like you say, keep yourself constant.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The biggest thing, too, about this whole thing is now that Facebook has, like, a live option, too, and then you can go live on YouTube.
Right.
Are these things part of the branding experience, even though maybe you don't get a lot of people in the beginning? Maybe you just got to keep at it?
I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's different ways that people brand themselves. But, yeah, I mean, if you use it like that, you can. Let's just say you got a T-shirt business and, you know, you want to kind of show yourself live pressing up T-shirts. That's the way to brand yourself. It's a great way for the consumer to, like, actually see, okay, this guy is really, this business is really getting in when it comes down to T-shirts. But, yeah, I mean, Facebook is I think it was Periscope. I think Periscope. That's a pretty cool app too that people are using too. It's got like a I think the Periscope is linked in with Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, that's a pretty. You ever heard of it?
No. I mean, I've heard of Periscope, but I've never heard of like people using it all the time.
Oh yeah, man, it's pretty cool. I'm about to start like streaming and stuff like that. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Wow. So is Periscope free?
Yeah, Periscope is free. And what I mentioned earlier, that Superphone app, that's very inexpensive. It's, it collects the data for you, for your consumer. You know, it's a personal phone number where they could reach out to you. You could send off like auto responses. You can integrate how you sell your services, like with let's just say you want to sell it to Shopify, your online store. You can integrate it like that. Superphone is very, very cool, man, because I can actually track how many times a person purchased from me. I can see where they're living at. I know their information. It's a pretty cool way to do things nowadays.
That, you know what, that's interesting. I mean, I've never really, I mean, you know, I'm the connoisseur of free. I love free. You say free, I say, okay, let me see it.
Yeah, of course, right? We gotta love free.
Let me see it. Because not everything that's free is good.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But for the most part, you could use free things to kind of like leverage your business. They got people that do it all the time. I mean, social media is free. People make a lot of money off that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you one more question. Where
Absolutely.
Can people reach you?
DopeTalkRadio.com or just email me directly, DopeTalkNino@gmail.com. Spell N-I-N-O. Mm-hmm. That's how you spell Nino, N-I-N-O. I don't want nobody to spell like the fish Nino.
No, you know, it's so funny because Dope Talk Radio is such a, you know, is another platform or another radio station. Exactly what do you do there?
Basically, what I do is I just give entrepreneurs tips on how to start their business, and I give them motivation because entrepreneurs, starting a business is very lonely, and I just want people to feel the love. Like, yo, you're not the only one out there. You're not the only one having an anxiety attack. This is normal. It's a part of the process. I just want to kind of create, like, a community of entrepreneurs where, you know, we all could, like, think alike and stuff like that. And then another thing, I really did it because my thing is sales. And sales and marketing, this is a very thin line. It's very thin. Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
I tackle marketing too. But for the most part, you listen to Dope Talk, it could really help you present your product, pitch your product, help you with different closes. So if you're a young guy starting a business, you know, if you want to know how to, you know, ask for a meeting, I could like tell you how to ask for a meeting, how to get around the secretary, stuff like that. I could teach you how to go direct to consumer, you know, cutting out the middleman, because of course that's the new age right now. I mean, that's the new wave right now. But yeah, you know, just kind of just giving you little tips and tricks,
right,
things like that.
And we need that, you know, especially if you're starting a new business. You know, I've been in the business of having my own business for many years, and I've always, you know, I haven't always had to have like a regular and then you know, my business. But there have been times where I had to keep a regular 9-to-5 in order to start my business. So is that another way that they can actually start their business, by doing it in a different time of the day and kind of
absolutely
and you do
yeah I mean
as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, you definitely could. That's how I got started. I kind of worked the 9-to-5 until I found me a position, and after a while I was making so much money with the company that they just told me, look, we might as well just make you like a 1099 guy, meaning, look, we'll just pay you. You know, it was way more easier. And that was a plan that I kind of like formulated in my head. I was like, you know, I'm going to work all these jobs and gain the knowledge to get the jobs I want. So I probably worked that one job to find out about how to do finance and numbers. I probably worked at another job selling alarm systems just to find out how to kind of pitch people. So, yeah. You know, you got to have a job to kind of fund the movement. You know, things cost. And
right.
Then you got a lifestyle, too. You know, so, you know,
mm-hmm.
got to always fund that.
Right. Gotcha.
Absolutely.
You have to. So starting your business is not always going to be fun and games. It's not always going to be easy. However, it can be profitable and it can be rewarding if you stick with it, you know, and that's what you're telling people.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, stick with it, because it's not going to, I mean, in the beginning, it's going to be fun and game. It's going to be lollipops and stuff like that. But, you're going to have them days where you got like $5 gas in your car and you got to support the dream and you got to buy some meat. What do? I mean, of course you feed yourself and put your gas in your car, but, to me, patience, you know, just having like patience, you know, so I would tell any entrepreneur, look, man, patience, that's it. You know, that's one of the main things you can never have enough of is patience, you know, and everything else is going to work itself out. But if you don't have the patience, that's when the anxiety kick in, that's when the mood swings kick in, and that's when the giving up kick in.
And you're right, because I mean, most people give up right when bang, it's about to happen.
Right. If you ever notice, it's kind of like a cycle with that. You know, it's like podcasts and radio shows is kind of like new to me, but at the same time, in other ventures, you know, I always kept going. Even when, you know, everybody was like, what's your secret? I just never give up until it's a breakthrough. And you ever notice, like, every genre of field you get into is, like, the same process? You know, everybody thinking I'm crazy for kind of, like, starting a podcast. It was like, how you know it's going to be successful? And I was like, well, hey, man, I know I was going to be successful in sales, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's kind of
right.
Like people call me crazy for going in sales. Now I'm in sales now, you know? They'll see the vision in a minute, though.
Yeah, they will. And, you know, people are so caught up in, you know, I would say facilitating other people's dreams. Because when you're going and you're working for someone else, you're actually facilitating their dream and you're not facilitating yours. And people get scared, you know, because it hasn't been proven. And that's what they're doing. They're saying, hey, why don't you just go ahead and do something that's been proven, instead of, you know, going after your own dream, which you may fail at. But, I mean, if you don't try it, you'll never know.
Because you're right about that. That's why we're here.
Definitely. That's why Dope Talk is, you know, where it is. It's so they can reach you one more time, please.
DopeTalkRadio.com, or you can email me directly at DopeTalkNino@gmail.com, or business advice, just give me a call, 310-409-3725. Just call me up. I'm all about business, all about helping people.
It's been a wonderful show, and I love it.
Absolutely.
I love the four top things. And I think the biggest thing, and correct me if I'm wrong, because, you know, I may be wrong. I'm not right all the time, you know. I think the biggest obstacle that they have to overcome is themselves.
Oh, yeah. I just read that, man. You at war really yourself, man. It's like you're battling with yourself to work out. You're battling with yourself to get up. It's always you. It's never, you know, so yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
absolutely.
So,
we got to definitely do this again.
Definitely. I appreciate you coming on again. It's always a pleasure having you on the show.
Absolutely. All right, Ms. Yaya Diamond, you have a good night.
All right, you too.
Night,
hey,
world.
Everybody, don't forget to tune in to Dope Talk Radio with your host, Nino Williams, and get some business advice. You know, we all need the help. We all need the help. Don't think you don't need the help. We all need the help. Even people who are already in business for years need more ideas on how to stay viable, and we all need it. Thank you so much for doing what you do, Nino.
All right, appreciate you. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Good night. Hey, everybody, don't forget, continue to always dare to be different. I dare to be different.